The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hi, I'm Amy, and welcome to my podcast, Aims for the Future, where I discuss some of my most personal experiences. Today's episode is really important, as I shall be talking to you about how I've navigated losing my dad. On the 23rd of May of this year, my dad suddenly passed away from choking. I didn't receive the news until towards the end of the following day. I remember the moments leading up to it so clearly. I had been upstairs minding my own business when all of a sudden my mum called my name from downstairs. Thinking it was probably something minor, I didn't rush to make my way to her. But then she called my name again, and then again, but this time there was a strong sense of urgency in her voice. In that moment, I knew something had happened, but I couldn't put a finger on what it was. Once I'd reached the bottom of the stairs, I found Mum standing in the living room, looking like she wanted to cry. "Has someone died?" I asked, almost jokingly, as if to disguise my own anxiety towards the situation. Silence. That's when it hit me that someone had really had died. Suddenly, my mind began racing, trying to think of who it could be. At first, it went straight to the idea of it being my granny, who I've always loved dearly. This caused me to almost go into a complete panic attack. I kept listing off names in my head, and then Mum finally spoke, her voice bringing me back to reality. "Sit, please," she said, gesturing to the sofa bed. I slowly made my way over to it and sat down, trying to prepare myself for what was coming next. "Who's died?" I asked, looking into her eyes. A pause. "This is it," I thought. "Whoever it is, whatever's happened, my life is about to change forever." And then she said it, those two words. "Your father." I immediately bursted into tears, and now the loudest scream of my life. I felt like I'd been hit by a truck or stabbed in the chest. I kept shaking my head as if to say, "This isn't real, it's just a nightmare." And for the rest of that day, that's what it felt like. Just a bad dream. These past 6 months of me trying to adjust to a life without my dad have been incredibly challenging emotionally. I've had moments where I've almost come to accept the fact that he is no longer here, and other moments where it feels like I'm being hit by a truck all over again. I've experienced plenty of loss in my life, but nothing comes close to this. I could never have prepared myself for losing a parent this early in my life, and indeed so suddenly. Growing up, I didn't have much of a close relationship with my dad, as he lived on the mainland, so I didn't get to see him too often. When I did get to see him, he would take me around Portsmouth City Centre, and I would enjoy looking around shops like Claire's. As I got older, specifically into my early teens, our bond grew stronger. I began writing stories around that time, and he would always show an interest in what I'd written. I loved discussing characters and plot lines with him. Unfortunately, as I approached my 18th birthday, things between us became rather rocky. I didn't see him much that year, but I will always remember the last time I did see him, which was in September 2023. It was a very rainy and windy afternoon, and I had just arrived at the hovercraft to meet him. A short time later, we were in each other's presence, and at first things were going well, but then we ended up having a huge argument. This was unlike any of the previous arguments that we'd had. Nasty things were said on both sides, and when I returned home, I sent him a message telling him not to speak to me ever again, which I will forever regret. But how was I to know, in that moment, that 2 years later he'd be dead and any chance of us fixing things would be snatched away from me? This whole experience of losing my dad has taught me two very valuable lessons, which, I'll admit, I never gave much thought before he died. The first one being that you should never assume that you'll have plenty of time to mend your relationship with someone you love, and the second one being that life is too short to worry about the uncontrollable. My dad lived his entire life in panic mode, and now he's gone. As someone who lives with chronic anxiety, specifically around my health, I constantly feel the need to remind myself that worrying serves no real purpose. One day, this will all come to an end, so I might as well make the most of it. To anyone out there listening that's currently experiencing grief, I want you to know that I see you and I'm sending you so much strength. Grief is the hardest thing in the world to navigate, but with the right support around you, you will make it through. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to sharing more experiences with you.